Hi everyone, welcome back. Now we are going to learn about project. We have been learning about project planning, what is project management, and we have looked at what is project scheduling. Now let's look at how project planning and scheduling goes hand in hand. Let's look at that. So we are going to cover project planning, scheduling, what are the difference between planning and scheduling, types of project schedules, how the project schedule gets displayed, any benefits, constraints and limitation in planning and scheduling. Okay, let's look at that quickly. So when we talk about project planning and scheduling, in project management, both project management plan and project schedule are very critical documents. Project management plan gives you idea about whole project, what it needs to deliver. Okay, what it needs to deliver to be called as successful. But in project schedule, we define what all activities are required to be done so that the goals defined in the project schedule or objectives defined in the project schedule are achieved. Okay, so basically project schedule are detailed list of activities required to be done for a defined project management plan. Okay, so it's a project management plan is a comprehensive document and also includes project schedule. Okay, so project management plan also refers to project schedule so that it defines that these are the project requirements which we once we achieve, then we will achieve these goals or objective within certain time cost requirements. Okay, so planning establishes what, how, where, and in what order the work will be completed. Scheduling sets forth the work which who will do the work, when, and how it will be completed. Okay, so planning and scheduling are distant but still, I would say, interconnected aspects of managing the successful project. Okay, project plan. When we talk about project plan, what it is basically? Project plan is a formal approved document that guides project execution and control. So basically, it's a baseline document which gives you idea about what project should give. And please mind you, it is approved by your stakeholders or people who initiated or who are funding your project. Okay? It includes scope of work, baseline, schedules, budgets, expenses which are going to be incurred on a project, planning assumptions. Based on this, I have decided to use this assumption. Okay, more to facilitate how the communication will happen, because communication requirements of the stakeholders or project are different in different industries or different regions or cultures as well. Okay, project planning allows project manager to identify potential problems and address them well in advance. Okay, project plan serves as a roadmap for the project. Okay, so in summary, project plan is very, very essential document from the project point of view. So project planning basically project plan answers questions which are related to why, what benefits, what deliverables will be given, which parties will be involved, what is the finish date of your project, then project milestones, what are the project milestones, scope, budget requirement, completion date of the project, kind of technology which will be used, and this provides the vision of your project. Okay, so when we talk about scheduling now, we talked about project plan. Now let's look at project schedule. So project schedule is a result of planning process that estimates the timing and specific sequence of activities required to execute the plan that, you know, ensures that, you know, it reflects the selected plan. Okay, project schedule is a result of planning process. Please remember this. It defines the timing and specific sequence of tasks that are required to produce the outputs of your project. Okay, scheduling works on the activities identified during the planning process. Okay, so let's say Your project is to build a flyover. So now to build that flyover, what all activities I need to do? Your project plan says that to reduce the traffic congestion and improve the air quality index, we are initiating a project, okay, which will build a flyover. Now, this flyover, to build a flyover, what you need to do? So, first part will go into the project plan, the second part, creation part, will go into schedule. Okay. So, project schedule basically gives you a graphic representation, hard-hitting facts in terms of all activities which are required to be done on the project to produce the outputs. It describes activities, resources, interdependencies, milestones, and start-finish dates. A lot of things are displayed in the project schedule. Okay. So, what is the difference between a project planning and scheduling? Basically, project plan defines scope of work. And for the scope of work, scheduling sets sequencing and dependencies and timelines. Identifies deliverable in a planning and for deliverables to completed resources are identified. Breaks down the work into similar tasks at a planning, okay? And then for those tasks, again, manageable level is achieved through scheduling. Determine this dependency, estimated tasks. These are identified, but in scheduling, they are actually put into work, execution part of it. Okay. Right. Those type of project schedules. Okay. So during the project life cycle, let me recap the project life cycle. Initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, control, and closure. That's a project timeline, okay? Project life cycle, basically. Okay, so during this, it's very important that schedules are created for successful project. Some projects might require a simple schedule, maybe Excel-based schedule, but some projects are very complex, which will require a detailed scheduling software for managing the project. Like a simple project, maybe a timeline or a calendar-based list of activities also will suffice, which gives you a clear idea about start and finish date. But in case of complex projects, managing the project plan, resources, interdependencies, constraints are hard-hitting, no-go kind of a constraints, okay? The kind of decision makers, okay? So dependencies are all this will affect your project. So depending on how your project is, where is it executed, what kind of priorities it has, depending on that, your project scheduling will change. So different type of project schedules we are going to look at. Okay. So three common type of project schedules. First of that is master project schedule. Master project schedule is a high-level schedule. See, in a project, there are different kinds of stakeholders. So different kind of stakeholder is people who are at management level who require not detailed level of information. They require the strategic information for strategic decision making. Now, in case of team, they require detailed information. Okay, in terms of what activities I need to do, what all things are required, and all those things. Project manager requires a specific level of information. So depending on the audience, the schedule which is created might be different. So master project schedule is a high-level schedule. Okay, so when we talk about a high-level project schedule, so project schedule is basically this gives you high-level summary, highlights basically of your task, estimated duration, high-level information. Okay, it is a kind of executive level summary which is required for higher project managements. Okay, but it has the ability to go drill down. Okay, it can go down as well, like a milestone. In a high-level summary, this by this time, our initiation will complete, or planning will finish, or all the pillars will be finished by this. This kind of summary or schedule is the master project schedule. Okay, drill down is if you want to look at milestone information or specific information that also can be created through this schedule. Okay, Master schedule, again, you know, it is making it easier to understand the overall project timelines. So when you glance at the schedule, you know, high level, yeah, this will be completed by this time, this will be completed by this time, yeah. That is the information. You don't have to look at activities within those high level tasks. Okay, to give you a simple example, if you are in the construction project, okay, residential building, slab 1 will be finished by this date, slab 2 will be finished, slab 3 will, depending on the slab, okay, again within the slab also you have to have different pillars. Okay, so detailed level of planning is required for team, but slab level information is needed for the higher management. Okay, it's a living document again, and should be updated regularly by project manager, and many times this information which is there in the again schedule again gets updated through brainstorming, experts opinion, team opinion, stakeholder inputs again and again. Okay, so benefit of master schedules is it provides the standard way of project, standardized way for project manager to communicate project goals, vision, interactions between the project team members. Okay, so everybody is at the same level in terms of what a project should do or what project should achieve. Okay, and communication tool for building buy-in from your high level executives. Okay, it gives you a summary of what a project is going to achieve. Okay, so master schedule enables again critical path analysis, allows you for identification changes to critical path, you know, float time. Float time is, you know, adding buffers again. Okay, benefits again, it provides foundation for assessing impact of resources, technical changes, and facilitates understanding of project schedule, allows the for the performance routine schedule task assessments, right? Again, tracking the schedule and execution monitors the progress. Master schedule allows you to track the schedule execution and monitor the progress, the plan and actual thing, you know, it allows you to do very easily because it's a very high level snapshot of the work. Okay, next type of schedule is milestone schedule. We looked at master schedule, now we are looking at milestone schedule. Now milestone schedule is important for the executive, project manager, as well as the team, because it decides that what, till what point the work is finished. Milestones can be, you know, in a construction project, milestones can be construction completed. Okay, construction completed. Then second is internal work completed. That also is milestone. Then next milestone is coloring completed for your construction project, or it can be like, you know, plumbing work completed, right? Okay, and then OC received, occupation certificate received, that also can be a milestone. So there can be different milestones which are defined in the project that gives you sense of achievement in terms of what we have done on a project. Okay, schedule outlines the timelines for the project. Okay, it's a summary, again it's a summary level, but it gives you includes a major project related milestones, or you know, instead of milestone I will say major task which we have completed, or major work which we have completed on each phase in the project. You can define milestones at any level. There is no necessary guideline in terms of, you know, or constraint in terms of you cannot define milestones at anywhere. You can define it anytime you want. Okay, it is a discretion of project manager, the senior management, and the team. Okay, the schedule allows you, milestone schedule again allows you project managers and team to review and identify significant milestones throughout your project. And they are used for providing status reports to upper management, external stakeholders as well. So benefit of milestone schedule provides visibility of the project's progress through achievement of significant deliverables. Significant, as I said, all the construction work completed, significant deliverable. So your building is ready. Okay. Next, again, you are going to go for coloring or plumbing work, everything, you know, that gives you idea or visibly, you know, idea about what the project has achieved, what progress we have made. Milestones serve as a major accomplishment. It is a sense of accomplishment for the team as well as the stakeholders. Okay. It boosts morale of the team. So they said, yeah, we were able to deliver this. We were able to complete this. Okay. Sense of achievement. Okay. And can many times, you know, if you are failing to achieve the milestone, it can trigger corrective actions. In terms of you come to know, yeah, if we miss the milestones, yeah, something is wrong. We need to take some action. We were supposed to complete it by end of this month, but the work has not finished, a milestone has not been achieved. Yeah, there is something wrong with the schedule or something wrong with the project. Okay. Again, milestone schedule frequently referred throughout the project to ensure that the team are on track in terms of delivering the product and services need to be created. It is a very visually appealing format. If you look at any scheduling software, many times projects use scheduling software. Those scheduling softwares are very visually appealing if you look at them. Okay, we will glimpse through it later on. But they are visually appealing and gives you a idea about your project in a one glance. Okay, you can easily guess what has been happening. Okay. Next type of project is detailed project schedule. Detailed project schedule, as the name suggests, is in detail and mainly used by your teams. Way to track each and every task throughout the life cycle of the project, from maybe initiation to the completion of your project. Okay. They are operational schedules. Operation means the during the execution, throughout the operation life cycle, these schedules are created, updated, and keeps on. It's like a live document. We call it as the execution book. What activities we need to do to complete the work? Execution. Execute, or basically. Schedule is broken into chapters or phases or stages and provides detailed timelines for each phase or stage. Okay. It is very easy to create this using various tools which are available in the market. So benefits of project detailed schedule is detailed schedule provides clarity on who is the task executor, who is working on the task. Who is responsible for the particular task? Assigns a responsibility based on the schedule. Okay, it is very easy to identify and then adjust or modify or change the schedule at a discretion of project manager and stakeholders. Effective communication of project schedule to stakeholders and management is crucial in project planning and management. While one-page schedule list may be enough for entire core team, a visual representation is preferred. Okay. Now, I have been, you know, my opinion as you go higher up in the ladder or in the management, you look at more pictures than the words. Okay, a visual representation, a graph gives you a clearer idea. You are able to interpret it more easily than a text-based message or text-based information. Okay, so decision makers basically look at the visually appealing, you know, information which is available, and it gives you a detailed schedule. Also gives you a sense of, I would say, you know, information which is, you know, like, you know, tick box, check box. No, I did this, I did this, I did this. It's a sense of achievement for team as well. Okay, so benefits, it's a kind of a motivation. Benefits of project planning and scheduling. Why do we need basically planning and scheduling? It is a kind of a motivation for the team. By motivation, I mean, you know, to-do list, you know, as I said, sense of achievement. I did this, I did this, I did this. You know, it's kind of checkbox for the team. Okay. So it gives a sense of achievement for the team, motivation for the team. I did this, then I can do this as well. Okay. Prioritization. Project schedule helps in prioritizing the work by providing clear view of all the necessary activity level information, which needs to be completed in a correct order. Okay, prioritization. So what tasks need to be completed first, what needs to be done after that, you know, that prioritization can be done easily using planning and scheduling. Okay. Our team can use their expertise to help in dependency management. Okay. Team are at a level, you know, they can identify the issues, they can give you input in terms of, you know, how much time is required for which activity. So that is why inputs from team are very, very important. Okay, dependency creation. Effort involved in scheduling to help identify important tasks on the project plan, and increasing visibility through project schedule is crucial to ensure that a project task are completed in at the right time and within the constraints of your project. Okay. Again, monitoring and controlling. Monitoring and controlling enables basically monitor, when we talk about monitoring and controlling, okay, it is like a plan versus actual. What we had planned, have we achieved that? Okay, it enables basically a project schedule, enables monitoring of a project plan, and it helps in checking or basically achieving checking the project goals have been achieved or not using the schedule. Okay, provides valuable insights also, you know, scheduling or planning, to check if our estimates were realistic or any adjustment is needed. Future phases, you know, what are the estimates for future phases. Our project manager can also identify potential delays or issues, risk in advance looking at the schedule. Okay, simple example, if I have to give you, you know, if you say that there is a work in a, let's say, IT project or software project, there is a coding work which is involved. You had assigned a task to a team member who completed that task, which was supposed to be completed in 5 days, he completed that in 7 days. So there was a delay of 2 days. Okay. Now, when you look at the project schedule, you can forecast that this team member can delay or can result in delay in my next phase also if he's working on a critical task. Now, this kind of issues project manager can identify and take corrective actions for that. Okay. And project schedule also enables project manager to adjust the timelines. As I give you example, depending on that, maybe project manager, like in the case I told you, the resource required more days to complete. So maybe in the next phase planning, project manager can add buffers, or he can assign some help to that person to, you know, do certain tasks easily. Okay. Unforcing events also can, you know, handle at a very easy way. Okay. Streamlines communication, you know, helps improve communication between the team members and the stakeholders, because you are able to see visually what all details, you know, required, you know, if there are any disagreements, confusion, those can be resolved very easily, because you are able to see what you are going to work on, what team members are working on, or what the stakeholders require from us, okay, at what time in the project. Okay, provides guidelines to follow so that they are all on the same page with the within the project. Okay, so team members have a understanding in terms of what they are required to do, guidelines. Okay, it keeps cost under control. Very, very important for project. You know, projects are generally initiated so that they resolve the problem and also earn profit. Okay, you do not initiate project just to, there may be, you know, a government project which are initiated, but many times which are, you know, projects are initiated to earn profit. So you have to ensure that the cost is maintained properly. So this scheduling and planning helps you manage the cost better. You are able to see if I'm overspending or underspending very easily. Okay, estimated investment required to complete the task also can be analyzed. Now, you plan something. Let's say you you are into multi-year project. Now, many times it can happen is the steel prices increase or materials which you're using, cement prices increase, then what? Okay, so in this case, what I need to do, what all things are required to be done? Okay, those things can be catered to very easily using schedules and planning. Adjustment can be made, corrective actions can be taken easily. Readiness toward unexpected. So projects can help you identify gray areas and help you prepare unexpected occurrences or minimize their impact. Unexpected occurrences is unplanned risk. Risk which can happen in your project anytime. Okay, but if you plan well, you will be able to identify and cater to them very easily, looking at the schedule. Okay, like unplanned occurrences, like you have team members who are working, but the team members who are traveling to your to let's say a software project. The nowadays people are allowed to work from home, so this person is working from home, but there is a major outage, electricity outage in his area, and because of which he is not able to work for 2 days. What will happen in this case? Your work gets hampered. Now, what solution you can find out? You can ask the person to work from office location, but traveling time also needs to cater. So productivity will decrease for that particular resource. So if he is able to work 8 hours from home, traveling time considering, he might be able to work only 7 hours per work per day. Then what? All these things can be easily identified using schedule and also resolved using schedule, different schedule techniques, management techniques. Okay. Stakeholder satisfaction. What do you mean by stakeholder satisfaction? You are able to give clear picture to your management in terms of what is happening in a project. This communication can be easily done using schedules. Okay. Again, now let's look at different constraints and limitation in planning and scheduling. We looked at benefits, what are things which are required to done, for effective planning and scheduling. But now let's look at limitations. What all things this schedule constraints or this results in major constraints. Now, resource constraints. Okay, resource constraints refer to situations where resources necessary to complete the task are not available. Okay, resources like in a construction project, resource can be cement. Cement is not available. Okay, or sand is not available for mixing. Then what? What you will do? Resources, you will see that many times the laborers are on vacation during May month. So there is a resource crunch for construction project. Then what? Okay, so all these factors you have to take into consideration. Your activities will get affected by resource availability. Even if you plan that my task will get completed in 10 days in a month of May, because of resource not available, the task can change from 10 days to 15 days. Okay, your schedule might get affected. It can be affected by resource constraints. Okay, managerial constraints. Many times the schedule gets affected by managerial level. I mean to say the stakeholders. Significant impact in planning and scheduling can happen because of them. So like go live date can be dictated by them. Or training, maintenance, security, secrecy. All these constraints, can also affect your project schedules. It is a constraint, I would say. Okay. External constraints. External constraints means which are outside your project environment. They are not part of your project environment. It can be within your organization or outside the region, your organization. Okay, like environmental concerns. Okay, nowadays there is a strict adherence to environment norms. So if you are building some construction, a residential project, you have to leave out some area for a green space. We call it that green space. That much FSI has to be released to government for parks or gardens. Okay, all this environment, regulatory, okay, like data protection norms, okay, safety norms, like in a construction, all this can affect your project. Okay, you have to take into consideration. Okay, so let's summarize this before we go. So project planning and scheduling is very, very important. We looked at a difference between project planning and scheduling. Planning is where, you know, it's a high level plan which is created for entire project, and schedule is a part of the project plan. Okay, schedule is a detailed level information for the project, and schedule ensures adequate, you know, scheduling basically gives you information in terms of within the time of scope, time, cost, how the schedule activities are spread out. Okay, so effective planning and scheduling is very crucial for project success and also the tracking and monitoring. So next section, we are going to look at how this project scheduling are tracked and monitored. So till that time, thank you very much and bye.